What if the greatest miracle in your life happened while you were God's enemy, not his friend? Discover how reconciliation is more than just forgiveness. It's a new identity and unstoppable hope that changes your story forever. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are enjoying these daily devotions. I know I love getting into God's Word and just studying it, preparing these for you because it helps me out on a daily basis. So if you enjoy this, I want to encourage you to tell your friend about the Washington Defender Devotionals. And you can subscribe, like, share, comment, or place in that Washington Defender app into your huddle. What we're trying to do here is get into God's Word each and every day so that it can set into our hearts, and that in turn changes the public square. You know, I oftentimes recognize that if our heart isn't changed, then our policies aren't going to change. God's got to change the heart if we want to change the policies. So this is how we develop change as believers. We teach the Word of God. We instruct the Word of God. And I want to encourage you to do that. If you're a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. It's the end of the year, and we would love a one-time gift at the end of the year. It really does help keep us going as a ministry. Also, if you haven't chose to partner with us, would you consider it today? It's such a blessing to have financial partners of $5, $10, $100, whatever it might be. Per month. We want to encourage you to partner with us. We think it's valuable. And we're really trying to change Washington State one heart at a time. So we are in our Justified series. And if you like this series, want to encourage you, get out your Bible, sit down and read it with us. So we are going to start in verse 1 to give context. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into the grace in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we have also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope. Doesn't Washington State need hope? What we have to do is we have to stand during our trials and tribulations, persevering, allowing character to be built, and hope will come. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So we don't have a disappointing hope. I am not disappointed today that I live in the state of Washington. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest state, nor lean on, I don't know. What to say, because state, mate, I don't know. But you get what I'm saying. We're not to lean on any other name but the name of Jesus. And our hope is empowered by the Holy Spirit. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Say amen to that. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Jesus, through him. Amen. Aren't you glad you're going to be saved from the tribulation? For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. This is our verse for the day. For if while we were enemies, did you know that you were helpless, enemy, wretched little sinner? So was I. We were all enemies of the cross. Every Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian, centurion, you know, judge, I don't know, all of them were enemies of the cross. And we are enemies to our God. And at that very moment, while we were all enemies, Christ died for our sins. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life, his resurrection. Now, think about that for a moment. We so often talk about how vain, sinful, helpless, enemies of the cross we are, which is true, 100% true, 110% true. But do we oftentimes talk about this where it says, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life? And not only this, but we also exult. Now, I looked up that word exalt. I was like trying to figure out what that meant. It means to have our head held high, to carry oneself in a proud manner. It can have a good sense and a bad sense. That we boast in the Lord. Okay, so there we go. So that we exalt, we hold up our head high to God. In God, we exalt in God, not in ourselves, but in God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have what? Now received the reconciliation. Now received the present tense. Okay. So 11 verses, that's a lot of scripture, but wow, wow, wow. Isn't that powerful? Think about that for a minute. God has reconciled us through Jesus Christ while we are enemies, and now we have received the reconciliation. You have the reconciliation right now. You have the payment. You have the ability to experience Jesus Christ and have your head held high during this time. So while you're an enemy, reconciled while you by faith. Think about this. This is by faith. Reconciled while an enemy, introduced to grace. So here you are, an enemy of God, and by faith you say, Lord, I believe your work on the cross. I confess Jesus as Lord. I believe that you raised him from the dead. And by that faith, while an enemy, confessing, believing, you will begin to stand in the grace of Almighty God. While you're helpless, you're reconciled while you were an enemy. Helpless. Excuse me. Reconciled while an enemy, Christ died for you. He died for your sins. He died for your fallenness. You're not a good person. I am not a good person. Nobody's a good person. We are sinners, enemies of the cross, in need of a Savior. And we have that through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. Have faith in Jesus today. You are reconciled while an enemy or ungodly. You are reconciled while an enemy, justified by his blood. His blood, sacrificed on that cross, justified you. You are reconciled while an enemy through the death of his son, of the Son of God. I love this. Much more, 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 more. I love this. While an enemy, we shall be saved by his life. So even greater than being an enemy, we are saved by Jesus' resurrection, power, and life. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells through the Holy Spirit inside of you. So don't sit here and tell me, oh, I got to give into porn. I just can't overcome it. No, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of you. Oh, I just get angry. I get frustrated. I can't help it. I'm this or that nationality. No, the same power that Jesus resurrected from the dead dwells inside of you. How much more will you have that life? Reconciled one enemy, exalting God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Put your head up high and say, I know in whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to keep me until that day. Think about that. That is just powerful, that Jesus wants you to be proud to be a Christian. Now, he doesn't want you to operate out of pride, which is something arrogant, self-righteous, all that kind of stuff. But to be part of God's family, he wants you to be proud. He wants you to be proud. Reconciled while an enemy, receive reconciliation. So what does that mean, to receive reconciliation? So reconciliation says, if I reconcile my bank account, I look at my bank account, I look at what the bank says, and I make sure that the numbers match. Now, in Jesus's reconciliation, if there's a deficit, in other words, if my account is short and Jesus's account is greater, he pays my debt and reconciles me to come up into the value of what Christ wants me to be. My true identity. So let's just say my fallenness is negative $10 million. And I'm looking at Jesus, and we'll say Jesus is worth $2 billion, eternal, but we'll say $2 billion. And I'm $10 million short. Jesus reconciles me to himself. He pays my debt, and that doesn't just bring me to zero. He pays my debt and brings me to the value of the identity he wants me to have, which could be up to $1 billion or whatever dollars. Think about that. To my divine purpose in God, he reconciles me to Jesus Christ, who lives in me and moves in me and has his way in me. That's the same for you. Jesus Christ died for you, and he rose again that you may have newness of life. In your spirit, it's no longer a spirit of the devil. It's a spirit of the holiness, the Holy Spirit. You have been sealed. You have been bought with a price. You are brand new, and God reconciled your bank account. So when the enemy comes knocking and says, you did this and this and this, report into shame, report into this, report into that, I want to encourage you. No greater joy is there than to recognize and tell that enemy, get out of here. God's reconciled me. He's paid that price for me. There's no greater joy than that. Say, get out of here. Scat. I'm not going to have you be apart talking to me. If you're going to tell yourself a story, you might as well tell yourself a God story, right? You can tell yourself a devil story. That's what the devil thinks about you. You can tell yourself a fleshly story. That's what you think about yourself. Or you can tell yourself a God story, which says, I am a child of the King. I have been bought with a price. I am brand new and not old. Jesus has sanctified me. He has set me apart. I am on the rock of Christ Jesus. My foundation is secure. You can begin today, this very, 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 very day, to understand the reconciliation that God's provided. He did this all while you are an enemy. Take the same love that he's put in your heart, and while your enemy needs some deposits in his account, copy your Savior. He deposited everything. Forgive before it's popular. Release indebtedness, because Christ has released so much of your indebtedness. At your greatest injustice is your greatest opportunity to be Christ-like. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, and we do pray. And thank you, thank you, thank you, that while we were yet enemies, you died for us. Before we ever moved towards you, you moved towards us. We confess Jesus Christ as Lord. We believe in our hearts that God, you raised him from the dead, and we accept your gift of salvation today. Let us put our hope only in your son, Jesus. Let us walk in his ways. Let us glorify him above all. Change our hearts, O God, make him ever pure. Change our heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, we are the clay. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.